If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, there's a position that seems to currently be a poison chalice, right? All mutual CEO position. I don't know. What's going on?
Poison chalice might be a bit of an exaggeration there, Cesar, but you're quite right. It has been a peculiar position, as we recall, at the time that was previously occupied by Mr. Moyo, Peter Moyo, who actually had some contentious issues with the board at the time. But the announcement that we had yesterday from Old Mutual is with regard to its chief executive officer, Ian Williamson, who was actually set to take early retirement as of August this year. Now, he's been at the company for well over 32 years and has largely served as a CEO for the last 5 years. And this, I guess, is just part of the contract and, of course, some of the terms and conditions that do come with being an executive within a JSE-listed company where retirement dates are really something that are stuck to. What is interesting, though, is that there's no direct clarity in terms of the succession plan at Old Mutual. We're well aware that they do have a lot of leaders who have been within the institution for some time. A new appointment in terms of the leader of the bank, OM Bank is how they refer to it. But no clarity just in terms of what the succession plan does look like, other than just alluding to the fact that they will ensure that they follow through with due process expeditiously. So it's one to watch. And of course, comes at a time where we have been seeing several executive changes within different companies. Last week, we spoke about Neil Froneman of Sibanye Stillwater. A week ago, it was Nomba Satsengwa of Exxaro. And just recently, the CEO of Petra Diamonds also announcing that he will step down. So executive leadership changes, all for very different reasons and also impacting companies differently.
This weekend, I was in KZN. And one of the conversations that was on the tip of everybody's tongue was the issue of Itala Bank facing insolvency. And apparently, withdrawals have been frozen. Some people are saying, apparently, you can go to FNB to withdraw your money. I'm not quite sure how true that is. So what's the development there?
Sure. This one has been a very intriguing one, and I think definitely one to be reviewed as a case study. But in terms of the context and the background, many of us would be well aware that Itala has been a formidable institution as a development finance institution, largely in the province of KZN. It operated under the ethos of a bank, even though the Prudential Authority at some point had actually given it an allowance and an exemption to actually operate in that manner. But it had yet to fulfill all the terms and conditions that were required for it to operate as a bank. Since then, we've been following up on Kaya Biz as well regarding the progress of this particular institution. And the last time we spoke to a representative and a banking consultant who gave us some insight into the inner workings of the company, we were well aware that it was highly insolvent. The last time it reported a profit was back in 2015. But now it seems as though the situation is worse than what we had imagined. As you mentioned, there were calls for withdrawals to be made by those who actually have deposits with the bank. But it seems as though the South African Reserve Bank has shown that up to 50% of its roughly 2 billion rand loans and advances may have had to be written off. The balance sheet currently stands at an insolvency rate where it has a shortfall of more than 1.6 billion rand that it would not be able to account for if it had to pay out its depositors immediately. So this essentially means that depositors might not actually be able to withdraw some of their money that is deposited with the bank. That definitely calls for interventions from the Prudential Authority and the South African Reserve Bank. And of course, as we know at the moment, the company is still struggling in terms of having licensing requirements from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority and the Prudential Authority. So ongoing developments, it's definitely one that we will follow up on, but it does seem as though it just might be difficult to save this one, similarly to what we saw with VBS. But we'll continue to reach out to the SARB to get feedback here.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets yesterday was a fairly quiet day, a really muted trade. I think Trump didn't disrupt much of the market sentiment, but the JSE All Share Index did close up, in negative territory. It was at 88,399 points. Currency-wise, I'm impressed. We've still been holding firm. 18.47 is where we are to the dollar, 23.26 to the pound sterling, and now against the euro at 19.31.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.